Listen up, Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives, exclusively to our listeners. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is just a ton of breaking news at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I'll cover some of it and then get to our guests in the next segment. Let's go to your calls right now. Who's up next, John? I know you've been going through the callers. Who should I go to next? By going through the callers, we don't really screen them. When people have been on hold a while, he goes to make sure people are there, and then it changes the timer to see who's been holding the longest. Let's talk to Seth in Ohio. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm Seth from FEMA Region 5, or formerly known as Ohio. I just wanted to go into a question, but first I wanted to let you know that everything that you say is racist. And,
Oh my gosh, you don't want secret geoengineering and open borders and sacred guns?
We're only buying
armored vehicles, and the police are killing people that videotape them, and the foreign banks run us. I mean, my goodness, why don't you like everything you do being watched illegally? I'm liberal. I talk like this.
Sorry. Oh, man. Well, I wanted to ask you a question. I wanted to go out with a couple of my buddies and my girlfriend on the 4th of July and pass out flyers to raise awareness of, the Bill of Rights and, you know, what rights people have as American citizens, and I was just looking for your professional opinion.
Well, I think you should take some Prozac, drink some liquor. I'm being sarcastic, folks. Don't do that. And just do whatever you're told. Like Britney Spears says, do whatever our president says, or you're a homophobe racist, okay? Do whatever I say, give me all your money, or I'll say you're bad. And you don't want to not be under peer pressure. Do what you're told.
Yes.
No. I mean, that's a great idea. What should you do on the 4th of July to wake people up? I think if you've been fighting tyranny, you should relax and have a good time on the 4th of July. But if you haven't been, I mean, I would go out where they're going to have Army and National Guard and people at fireworks displays. It'll be open green fields like Austin. And a quote, terrorist, ISIS, funded by the government, could come through at any point and blow people up. But they'll have a checkpoint just to train you and have an act of domination where you walk through and they search you. And so you should just go up and say, you know, if there was a real terrorist like ISIS our government runs, they would just blow up this line, the biggest concentration of people. Look, this whole field's wide open. Why is the Army out here?
Don't know, sir. Just trying to keep you safe.
Well, listen, National Guardsmen, I'm not against you personally. But we should have a whole discussion about, come on, sir, just let us go to the line. No, this is July 4th. No other country does this. This is a police state. Our government funds ISIS. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I'd do. I'd go up to these parks and stuff, you know, like the last 4th of July that have signs saying, you know, no free speech, no demonstration. What was that sign yesterday about, you know, no dogs, no drinking, no loud talking in the park? I mean, this is literally a criminal government trying to train us to be good slaves. And trying to breed out of us basic human freedom. And they want you to act in a medium security prison. And so there it is. First Amendment expression area. This has been set aside for individual groups exercising their constitutional rights. Again, exercise it everywhere. Yeah, that's not the sign. There was a 4th of July sign that said you had no rights. So folks stuck another one up on it saying, yes, you do. So, I don't know. I mean, I would go out and hang up signs saying Homeland Security is here to destroy America and absorb the nation, which I always said. It's the Immigrant Importation Agency. You know, it's no longer the Border Patrol. It's no longer ICE. It is literally the Homeland Security is the Homeland Immigration Importation Facility. So just go out put up pro-gun signs, go to Kinko's today or some mom-and-pop place, print up 100 flyers you make. There it is. July 4th, park rules. No generators or propane grills. No tents or shelters. Police will be conducting searches of bags and coolers for reasons of public safety. No alcoholic beverages at any time. No personal fireworks, including novelty fireworks or sparklers. No dogs or pets allowed. State park, baseball courts, tennis courts, and kids' cove will close at 7 p.m. Notice, the entire park under video surveillance. I mean, that's the North Korean 4th of July.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is some good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about ways to resist tyranny and the attempt to end the First Amendment in this country. With a special July 4th transmission in the first hour. I'm going to tape a special report today about that for the first hour tomorrow. Then we'll be back Sunday with the Sunday live transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We've got a lot of breaking news at InfoWars.com. Family calls 911 as son threatens suicide. Cops show up and kill him. That is a more and more familiar thing that we see. Visiting websites about privacy gets you put on an NSA database of extremists. That's breaking at InfoWars.com. TSA plans enhanced security for 4th of July travelers. Worried about ISIS terrorists, our government publicly created bipartisanly and gave missiles to and then armed to attack and destabilize the whole Middle East and cause a sectarian civil war. Because we have a government policy of destabilization. BBC reporter says Google moving to suppress legitimate journalism of sites like Infowars.com. Impeach Obama protester charged for flying Infowars. Again, impeach Obama protester charged for flying Infowars Gadsden flag. Can't make that stuff up. That's in California. Independence Day, 79% of Americans are completely okay with the current level of tyranny. I don't believe that new poll. Neither does that writer. And then it gets into the fact that only 7% approve of Congress. The BRACs are morphing into an anti-dollar alliance. American sense of freedom plummets by another 12% since a poll last year. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, we are joined here until close to the end of the hour. Then I'll go back to the callers that are holding. We are joined by Professor Daryl Hamamoto, and he's taught at the University of California, Davis, for most of his academic career. He holds an undergraduate and graduate degrees in political science, popular culture studies, and comparative culture. Hamamoto is a senior ranking professor in the Department of Asian American Studies. He is a recognized authority in U.S. media. I've seen him on TV a lot of times. Popular culture and sexuality, having published extensively in these areas. Hamamoto is a recipient of the Rockefeller Foundation Research Fellowship, UCLA. So he's a prestigious scholar and a Fulbright scholar, Japan. His current project is a volume and outlines the principles of New World Order theory and is directed to the current generation college and university undergraduates in search of alternatives to the dominant foundation-guided corporatist curriculum. So that's pretty revolutionary if you know what that means, because we live under a foundation corporatist roadmap of the mind system. So he's a very interesting fellow. In fact, I was familiar with his work before we got in contact with him about some of his current papers that I know he's getting heat from at UC Davis, dealing with all this, where he currently resides. And the headline from last week that Paul Watson wrote a story about, UC professor immigration influx is about re-education of society. Hamamoto warns amnesty will lead to creation of subservient underclass, which is just what Lord Monckton just said, because that's what it is. But he's a real technical expert, not just a layman with my own street, jive, you could say, definitions. He can give you the technical definitions, via the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and he joins us right now from California. Thank you so much for coming on, Professor.
Thank you, Alex, and welcome back from your vacation.
Thank you, sir. Well, wow, I mean, in layman's terms, where does this all begin?
Well, it begins in junior high school when I was voted class clown. And early on, I discovered that in my academic career, I discovered early on that I could either write an obscure article and publish it in an even more obscure academic journal that nobody reads, and the real important issues of our day will just go unnoticed. And I discovered that if I do a little bit of japery and parody, that I'm getting far more attention with serious issues. And that's been my modus operandi ever since, in the classroom. And there's some of it in my scholarship as well.
Get into what you mean by this foundation-driven cultural map. Let me give the exact quote here. In search of alternatives to the dominant foundation-guided corporatist curriculum. Because, I mean, that's clearly what it is, a fake left, a fake right. And then you also talk about some of the new sub-cults that they're setting up, kind of race cults. Pretty frightening stuff by the establishment. Break it down for us.
Yes, there's the race and the ethnicity cults, but importantly, I don't know if we're going to be able to get into this. There's also the GLBT agenda, which has absolutely nothing to do with GBL or T people. It's just a pretext in order to riot herd, so to speak, on the rest of the academic community. But going to your question, this really started to kick in right after World War II, when the social scientists, the behavioral scientists, had compiled all this information they had gathered during World War II. And by the way, a lot of it was done on the backs of Asian Americans, like Japanese Americans in the concentration camps, who were studied by a large number of mostly anthropologists and social scientists. Anyway, all that information was compiled and passed on to the foundations and used as tools for social control, political manipulation, mind control, you name it, the full spectrum, as you refer to it, of domination. So what we're coming back with in response is full spectrum opposition.
Wow, very well said. In fact, I want to get you back on the whole fake gay agenda versus real freedom out there. And then also,
absolutely,
I know you're an expert separately, and a lot of times they're on national news and quoted in newspapers about what happened to Japanese Americans and others. People forget about that even in the Rand Corporation documents and others that I've seen, they admit that the years of captivity and slave labor of the super hardworking, smart Japanese Americans, many of them fourth, fifth generation, who were scooped up and enslaved while their sons fought in Europe valiantly, has now become the model of how to round people up. In fact, how they're going to use city buses to come pick up the political dissidents this time, how they're going to control the cities. The Japanese in this country were the model of that.
Yes, we were the beta test. And there's a direct historical connection between what you just described and the FEMA network today. It's not metaphorical. It's literal. It's political. The funding sources, the administrative level, it's very much consistent. And the bad news is that it's far, far more extensive than it was during World War II. And this time around, it's aimed directly at all Americans, regardless of your race, ethnicity, gender, and even social class. And that'll include even a lot of these professors who are smirking about some of these issues now. Maybe it'll take a few more to be beaten down on the street before they come to their senses.
That's right. A lot of professors now are getting beat up for no reason on the street by the police. It's really good. It's a crazed system we're entering. Where do you want to begin? Because you're very eloquent and, again, understand the scientific technicals of this. You're pretty much trained in this system.
Well, let's start on a positive note and then degenerate from there. Just recently, a team of researchers at the University of California, Davis, came out with a very important report in the an academic journal, Environmental Health Perspectives. It's available online in PDF form, and it talks about the hazards of pesticides, especially the hazards to pregnant women and young children.
Autism.
Exactly. You speak of this all the time, and many of your fine guests speak to this issue as well. So the University of California, Davis, does do some incredible research. That's one part of it. But in more recent times, they've gone over into the dark side. And it did not bode well for us when Big Sister Janet Napolitano showed up as the president of the UC system directly after her reign at the Department of Homeland Security. This is the revelation of the method, so to speak. And I've also heard from colleagues and friends rumors that her real function in the sitting in the seat of the presidency of the University of California is to rule as a governor of FEMA Region Number 10.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, but true. And this is what...
That's a bombshell. Let's stop right there. Again, we have a prestigious... top professor on right now, political science, you name it. No, it's true. I mean, mainstream media says you're, I mean, you are prestigious and prolific, saying you have sources in the university that are saying the word is this is really her cover to be governor of FEMA Region 10. Obviously, the plum of the West Coast.
Oh, my gosh.
She is a regional governor. Tell us more about what you were told.
She is a proconsul, absolutely. Well, she has no academic credentials. I believe she... has a law degree from the University of Virginia, which is one of the better law schools. But she has no administrative or academic credentials that I'm aware of. So what else can we infer that she is here for nefarious purposes? This part is speculative. I'll preface whatever I'm saying that's speculative with this caveat. But The University of California has a pension fund that's worth about $41 to $45 billion. That's just the UC system. And public institutions across the country, I'm sure it's much, much more than that. Anyway, you can imagine that there are tons of wolves out there. Wolves of Wall Street was an awful movie, by the way. Are just looking their chops, ready to get a hold of it. And they're going to be a lot of really smart people. You know, we have MDs, we have a medical school, we have a law school, we have the usual run of PhDs and whatnot, are going to be very, very angry. And they have resources in order to combat or to fight back the theft of their pension. And you speak to this issue quite often. I think this is the next plum.
Oh, yeah, they're getting UT ready to take their pensions as well. So all these people that have gone along with this, they're going to be the last to get their throat slit.
That's exactly it. It's, we're verging on the night of the long knives. By the way, the predecessor to Janet Napolitano is a guy named Mark Udoff. Just prior to coming to the University of California as president, guess what? He was president of the University of Texas.
Oh.
So these people rotate in and out, and after they've done their job, they kind of slink away, and they probably get jobs at the Ford Foundation. Again, it's the foundations, again, which are the administrative and funding sources for much of the
government. Let's start from the top, because you're an expert in this and one of their scholars. And, and so let's we should get Francis Boyle back on, too. He actually went through their secret Henry Kissinger training level for global governance and then exposed them from the inside at Harvard. And then the same thing with some of the other people we've had on from the actual meetings where you're actually, given this intel. So break down maybe from the top of the foundation pyramid for us and then tie it into the social engineering.
Before I go on, Francis Boyle is a really good example. This is directed to my colleagues in the higher education field, my fellow professors. Francis Boyle is a great example of someone who was tempted by the system, who was tapped, and was slated to become one of these functionaries, these proconsuls for the foundations. But he refused that. Instead, he decided to pursue the moral and ethical course. Anyway,
by the way, you're talking about a imperial legate, for those that don't know in history, who literally speak, as the mouth of the system, who are really viceroys or governors. And that's actually what Henry Kissinger and others have called themselves, Zbigniew Brzezinski. And he was tapped for that and basically turned it down. Obviously, Janet Napolitano and others didn't. And that's how this system really works. And that's why the political class goes along with it, because they want to be governors. They want to be sub-governors of this new global system. But if we expose it, it's over for them.
It is. And you know what? This process begins at the undergraduate level. It begins the elite institutions of higher education. And what I've been discovering recently, this is bombshell information as well. This is being coordinated by so-called student services. There's been an incredible infusion of funding and hiring of these weasels who are catering to students in the guise of student activism, whatever single issue that they are involved with, and find out which among them are the sleaziest. Then they go to these student leadership conferences, and there they learn neuro-linguistic programming and the Delphi technique. And from there they observe, and these people go up, rise through the system, and eventually they might become the president of the University of California system.
Unbelievable.
So this is why it is so important that those of us who teach are aware of this new world order curriculum, the theory, and practice. And this is not being addressed in academia at this point. It is my purpose, my singular purpose, professional purpose, to bring this into the standard curriculum. So it almost becomes a cliche. It's going to be so, and I believe this is going to happen, because this is a really, really receptive generation. We're scratching their heads. They're learning obsolete forms of knowledge, information, so-called theory with a capital T, which also came out of the foundations. That came out of institutions like Yale. This is why people are fleeing from the humanities, because there is absolutely no relevance to their lives. They don't even read fiction or literature. They read theory about literature and short stories and poetry.
Well, that's right.
And intentional, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the big foundations, as you know, admit that they have to take the, you know, the true critical thinking out, the love of history, the love of the humanities, and make it synthetic and fake so that basically those systems die. Just like they infiltrated the media and the press, bought it off to destroy it, to just get rid of it, and now literally have robots that just write press releases. That's the program. That's the plan. Give people obsolete degrees so they can implode the colleges after they've helped sell the people out and just create corporate technical schools that literally just create technicians, very small groups of managers to then manage the system. This is the destruction of the Renaissance, the destruction of the love of art. This is the evisceration of people being complex lovers of knowledge, because a complex lover of knowledge is going to recognize the tyranny and is not going to go along with it.
That's exactly right. This, these are the specialists that you refer to it, as the technocracy. A lot of them at this point are coming from Asia. They have absolutely no knowledge, historical awareness of this process. So this is part of my job to educate them. Currently, they're bringing in large numbers of people from mainland China at the undergraduate level, and they're paying premium fees. I had one student who finished 2 years at UC Davis from Vietnam, and it's not a wealthy country. Yet over 2 years, her family spent $200,000 in order to send her to the University of California.
Wow.
Yeah, and at the same time, as we've been noting over the last few days, the larger master plan, they have a name for it. It's called the 2020 Initiative.
Yes.
This is UC Davis. And the plan there is to bring large numbers of illegal aliens who are now teenagers, but in a few years will be undergraduates, barely literate, unschooled in American political culture and our rich heritage of freedom, democracy, individual liberty, and constitutional guarantees, who will be the next generation of CPS workers and emissaries for the larger welfare state.
Unbelievable. And I forget his name. We had him on about 2 years ago. But even liberal, real liberal members of the Labor Party and others have come on the show and admitted, no, we brought immigrants in over the last 20 years from the former Soviet Union, and they've made them the police and the CPS workers, and they're now just disappearing kids. They will do whatever they're told, and a lot of them were brought in as teenagers, and it turns out the model they pulled in England and the UK, I'm getting chills right now, literally, folks, is now the model here. This is so creepy. This is the domestic national security force, just as big, just as strong as our military, that they're bringing in. And again, I have nothing against these young, poor kids. What are they going to think being brought in at 15, 14? The government gives them everything, just like the old Soviet Union used to take the orphans and make them be the tax police. This is literally an authoritarian model that comes right out of the old Soviet Union. This is, or right out of Nazi Germany. Hitler Youth. I mean, this is not a joke.
It's being rolled out right as we speak. There's another dimension to this as well, with the large numbers of younger undergraduates that are being cultivated for this larger welfare state system. And that is ROTC. I have a lot of students who can't make it financially and through the undergraduate degree program. So they have to sign up for ROTC, Reserve Officer Training Corps, in order to pay for the tuition and the books. So, as you know, ROTC on these at these public institutions are being trained to see the American public, the so-called civilians, as the enemy, as the major threat. So you have that dimension as well.
Well, you're absolutely right.
This is the Department of Defense.
Wow, absolutely. In fact, while you were saying that, I was on the button off air saying, pull up the New York Times about the preparations for civil collapse, just to back up everything you're saying. Please continue.
Certainly, yeah. And a lot of the young people are used to the El Jefe system of governance as opposed to the Republican forms with a small r. They're not used to our political culture, and they'll, do about anything in order to get over in society. However, this is not unique to immigrant students as well. people of four or five generations have almost completely lost touch with our political traditions.
Well, I was about to say, as bad as some of these dregs that they're bringing in on purpose so they can be malleable are, compared to a lot of slovenly Americans, I don't care what color they are, it's just, it's already so bad, it's insane. And I want to come back and talk as a political scientist, where you think this is going, Professor, and ways to stop it. Because they're going to exploit these people like nobody else. How do you reach out to them? How are you being successful doing that?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with Rare Earth Deep Earth crystals, and the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas. For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I want to be complex here. And if you listen to this radio show versus others, we bring in a lot of issues, a lot of names, a lot of terms you'll never hear anywhere. But you see more of those like technocracy being brought into the common language as people discover what's going on. And the establishment in so many publications, it makes my head spin. We've quoted a lot of them here. Admits that's their plan, to dumb things down to where the public are like sheep and can't revolt against the practice of eating mutton. To quote Bertrand Russell, who is hailed as this incredible liberal and who they write all these books about who won a Nobel Prize, but then you really read his writings that were technical, not best-selling books, and the guy's an absolute monster who wanted nuclear war to reduce world population and stuff. I mean, it's like, whoa, these people are as bad as Hitler. And it's this elite attitude that the public are scum and then a self-fulfilling prophecy to dumb us down so that they can make us the ignorant slaves they want.
We are going to become gods. Period. If you don't like it, get off. You don't have to contribute. You don't have to participate. But if you're going to interfere with me becoming God, I have big trouble.
All right, well, that's Richard Seed, physicist, and you hear similar things out of Ray Kurzweil, who I'm not even demonizing. Ray Kurzweil says a lot of stuff I agree with. The guy's invented a bunch of stuff. He's very smart, a billionaire, but all new tech on record has tracker systems to watch and control everything you do. The light bulbs that have been out for 5 years are designed so they can send data down power line to track everything you're doing. It's in the New York Times 2 years ago, but then MSNBC attacks me and says I'm insane because I believe the dishwasher is watching you. No, I didn't say that. Petraeus said that in Wired magazine. Yes, I talked about it a decade before it was in the news because it was in the MIT Quarterly. It was in the Stanford Research Institute. See, that's what's so frustrating here is that 98% of this is public. And then we're here trying to get people to understand it, and they go, oh, I don't want to hear that. That's scary. But the good news is this has progressed so far that people realize that it's authoritarian and totalitarian, and so they're starting to say no to it. They're starting to realize that it's out of control, and it's a giant quasi-secretive program with a bunch of control freaks who say, we're allowed to do what we want and build our world. You better get out of our way. And then it's a fundamentally anti-human world for a tiny elite. I don't know how they think they're going to ever get all these benefits out of this horrible slave system they're building. I look at how they try to implode Latin America and Africa to control them. I see all this. I want to empower Latin America. And then Nancy Pelosi says, you're racist if you don't totally open the border, pay for all these people to come in, who will on record become a permanent under political class. And then even people with PhDs can't understand this when it's so simple. How am I going to get somebody I can't even talk to because I don't speak Spanish well? How am I going to wake them up? I mean, it's game over, folks. It's game over. And so I'm going to try to shut up because he's being polite and letting me talk, but I'll go on forever. Professor Daryl Hamamoto from the university joining us, ucdavis.edu. You can find his page there. I mean, you've got the floor for the rest of this segment. I'm trying to shut up here. Go through how they're, because as a layman, I see what they do. They take everybody's basic rights, black, white, Asian, Hispanic. Most people, kids I see are, quote, mixed, so the future of that won't even matter. The system injecting race, sex issues, region issues, anti-male, female issues, because they give you the fake right of not trusting each other, and the system's the arbiter, you know, the arbiter and the referee. And then, oh, we're going to, you know, hype up, we'll pay for your sex change. We're going to hype up that you can have a Hispanic America, and we'll show the gringo and the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, and then the Ford Foundation's funding it, and liberation theology. And then how do you communicate to people about that? How do you show them that it's balkanization? Break it down for folks out there from your research and being an insider. What's currently happening? What's going on in the model area, California, for this system?
Well, what's happened is that what originally started as a very useful and valuable critique, a way of understanding U.S. national history from the perspective of immigration, race, ethnicity, gender, has become hijacked courtesy of the foundations against that started to subsidize it and weaponize these forms of information. So now what was once liberatory sources of knowledge have become oppressive. And this is what your younger generation of potentially educated middle-class people are being subjected to. So I want to shatter that paradigm. I want to introduce other perspectives. I call it, for the sake of convenience, New World Order theory. That's my objective. And I've been already introducing this into the classroom, and this is where I've been running afoul of the administration and my department in specific, because they're locked into a 30 or 40-year-old model based on race, ethnicity, and gender. It no longer obtains. It has zero practical or even empirical relevance to what's going on in the world now, which seems to be going to hell in a handbasket. So, yeah, it's information and education that will win the day. Now, one secret weapon, so to speak, that these the small stratum of power freaks have not really anticipated is that historically, this is not just in the United States, but globally, historically, there's never been a larger educated middle class. These are people who have been to university and people who have a college education. And it's these people that I'm focusing on who only need to be tricked slightly for all these other connections and synapses to fire, who will be won over to this new level of understanding. And this is happening constantly. It's just, it's multiplying. It's metastasizing, if you will, in a good way, thanks to programs such as yours. It's going to happen in the university as well, I'm convinced of it. But in order for that to take place, some of us will have to take risks. Some of us will have to put our careers on the line. Some of us will have to get used to being mocked. Doesn't bother me, as I told you, I've always been the class clown. One of my favorite intellectual heroes is the great Irish-American comedian George Carlin.
Oh, yeah.
And I quote him all the time in class, and he understands the profound duality of humanity. One of his great collections is called Napalm and Silly Putty. Right? Both Napalm and Silly Putty came out of the same human consciousness. It's that crazy. So I want to move it more in the direction of the Silly Putty and move away from the destructive technologies. And as I lecture in class, I have a lot of students who are in the sciences, expectant scientists and engineers. I'm telling them that the situation is so out of whack that you have careers guaranteed for you to undo the damage that has been wrought by these power freaks to our environment, to our bodies, to our psyches, dehumanizing us. You will have a guaranteed career if you understand their system and create counter-technologies, counter-literature, oppositional forms of expression that you can cultivate at the university using their extensive resources, and we can retake the American Republic. We can regenerate this necrotic death culture that has been foisted upon us by MTV. By the way, you might not be aware of this. I researched this because I've been mobbed by these media. There's a site called Rate My Professors, and I score very low on that, I think. And I checked into it. It's owned by MTV. It's an entertainment vehicle that's being used in order to stigmatize me. But it's not going to happen. The Chancellor Katehi, the mad gasser, and I was there on that fateful Friday day when she called out the police to gas people expressing their opposition to the direction of the university. The mad gasser, Linda Katehi, by the way, she's foreign-born. One of the strategies for the globalists is to put foreign-born people from anti-democratic societies like Greece into these top-level positions, such as Chancellor of the University of California, Davis, because they're globalists. They're fascists. They're totalitarians. They're authoritarians at minimum. Anyway, Linda Katehi earlier this year sent me an extensive memorandum saying that she's going to put me on 25% salary reduction for 6 months. So, and I say this because a lot of people assume that so-called tenure is absolute, but there's many different ways to get you, and one of them is death by a thousand cuts. So I'm going to contest it. And by the way, if there are any labor attorneys out there, people who are interested in making legal history, because University of California was also the site where the Bakke versus the U.S. The UC Board of Regents was argued in front of the Supreme Court. This could be bigger than Bakke because we are going to raise issues that go far beyond that of affirmative action. We're going to go into the nature of the American Republic itself and the role of the University of California in destroying the American Republic.
Professor Daryl Hamamoto is our guest, and he's a well-known a political scientist and more, a cultural analyst, and he's won major awards for his research, and he basically has been going more and more public about what's really going on and telling the young people, the young adults there, about the man behind the curtain. And it's making them very unhappy. So they're like, hey, we're going to cut your money, buddy. We're going to turn your lights off. Better do what you're told. And he is now going the opposite direction. He's not a coward. And what he's exposing here is it isn't left and right going on at the universities. It is an authoritarianism that calls itself the left, calls itself the right. On the universities, it calls itself the left mainly, that is incredibly oppressive, and everyone should stand with him. And even if they end up running him out of there down the road, he'll have a best-selling book in it and will become a dissident professor. But this is what freedom's all about. This is what the animating struggle is all about. And it's rewarding to do the right thing, and even if doors close, bigger doors, in my experience, will open. Or if people don't come to his aid and others' aid, the great corruption, the great stagnation that we already see spreading like a disease will intensify. And you were speaking about how just knowing the knowledge I know from 20 years of this in business, and I've done it some in business on the side, you name it, just incredible success. I mean, off record, it's been off record. I've made a big deal about it. I've consulted for some major corporations just to see what it would be like over the years, and even some major production firms. I mean, I've been in a movie produced by George Clooney. I was a major consultant on that about future tyrannies to upgrade Philip K. Dick's film Scanner Darkly. But I'm not going to get into a lot of it because I've signed non-disclosures. At the level I'm at, even the establishment, not as a payoff, but wants to come and see what's your view on this for a perspective because their own minions are so compartmentalized, they don't get it. Just the only a very small group of less than 6,000, the Kissinger group, and I agree with it, 6,000 technocrats, that's even low, mid, and high level running, only a few hundred at the top. And so they don't want this knowledge known. And what the professor's reverse engineering and what I've reverse engineered from my perspective, doesn't mean I have all the answers, will bring them down. But separately, it can take the educations you've got that are only one spectrum. You expand and basically square that spectrum and then actually are honest with yourself about how the real systems work. Start reading elite publications where they're trying to get their own technicians to understand how it works. It is the most valuable education you can get. And the minute people understand there's real knowledge they've told you doesn't exist, that exists right behind the curtain, in all the books they've written, all their admissions, you will then have the fire politically, economically, socially, culturally of Prometheus, that they're claiming they're selling real liberalism. They're the opposite, folks. Thomas Jefferson's a liberal, as I say every day. Big Sis is not. This professor I would call a real liberal. Barack Obama is not. Boehner calls himself a conservative. The guy's a monster. He's a betrayer. And I'm sorry I'm ranting here, Professor, but what you said is why they're after you, because people know they're going into dead ends. We show them, hey, we're not making the maps of the mind. There are no maps. Experience it for yourself. It's over for them. The real renaissance, as you said, with this middle class that's left, could be the detonation center for worldwide liberty to the stars. And that's what I want to see. I want 100 years from now for our children and great-grandchildren and progeny to be doing incredible things of their own free will. And that's what I desire, and that's why I hate these technocrats so much, because they would shutter the mind. They would shutter perception. They would shutter our potential so they could rule us. I mean, these people are disgusting.
They're absolutely disgusting. And in my classes, I tell my students, I said, I am here not just to instruct you, but I'm here to honor your parents who sacrificed so much in order that you fill this seat here at this esteemed university. It's an homage to their struggles as immigrants, as refugees, as fifth or sixth generation Americans. And there's a third constituency besides you that's sitting in this classroom, and that is your progeny, your unborn children, who will benefit from your learning acquired at this institution. So I have three constituencies. And by the way, in Japanese language, there's a character, it's sensei, and in Chinese it's sifu, but it means there's a notion of generativity and that which comes before. So it's that interlocking generativity and that connection with future generations that you speak of often that I am trying to communicate to the classroom and to the students in the classroom. And in that way, they can connect what they're learning from what's before them with the future as well as with the past. That's one of my main pedagogical strategies.
Well, they're obviously scared of what you're doing. And as you said, once the genie's out of the bottle.
The genie is out of the bottle. It's not going back.
I agree.
You can't unhear information. You can't unhear the truth. You can't unlearn it. It's the only, you know, if they get rid of me, more people are going to be rolling forward. And I think my appearance here is going to embolden a lot of my colleagues to step forward. Most of them are scared. Most of them are frightened. Most of them want to retire on a pension that won't be there when it's time for them to go. So they
well, that's
really
it. We either fight now, stand up now, or we're going to lose everything.
We fight now. But we've drawn a line in the sand, and it's do or die right here and now.
Well, I want to come back in the final segment here, Professor, and I want to invite you back soon to get into the specifics of the immigrant programming, the LBG, you know, all that programming that's going on,
sure.
And just look at every little angle of this from a different perspective so we can hopefully get people thinking for themselves. I'll do a little bit of overdrive to go to Matt and George and Nathan and folks that have been holding. But our guest, Professor Daryl Hamamoto, joins us right now. He is already being persecuted at UC Davis by the Thought Police.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box, and for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 3131, 1-800-259-3131.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
sidewalk somewhere, and cops will get out and bow up and walk over like they're trying to scare us. And I'll just literally laugh at them and say, you know, do we live in an authoritarian country? Why are you acting menacing to me? And then they'll usually start backing off. But if you cower or you blow up at them, you're going to get beat up. And that's most police I run into honor the First Amendment now. But more and more they come after you. And on average, it is the, quote, left-wing controlled cities that are, where the police are becoming the most aggressive and vicious because they're not left-wing. The system is using left cover to get away with everything they're doing. I mean, obviously there's real issues with people persecuting gay folks. Obviously there's real issues with immigrants being treated horrible and exploited. They are exploited. You talk about Latin Americans all day because that's the majority, but they're super hardworking people. Now Obama wants folks that aren't. People that weigh, let me grab them, 600 pounds, folks, and weigh 6X underwear to go directly on the welfare system, directly to be controlled. This is a total takeover, and it's our final segment. I want to invite him back whenever he wants to come next week, that, you know, to really drill into what happened to Japanese Americans and break down that model. Then another interview about how they're trying to politicize people's sexual preference and trying to create a political underclass they control, but also a political donating class. Get into the whole situation with the radicalization of Hispanics. But Professor Daryl Hamamoto, in closing, what are other points you'd like to make about where all this is going, what you think the ruling establishment's going to do? Because it's like two runaway trains headed for a collision.
Well, at the University of California, there is a program. They call it Hispanicization. And what they're doing right now is staffing key administrative, upper-level managerial administrative posts with primarily Latinas, not necessarily Latinos, men, it's the women. And you're going to see in the popular culture a lot of more Latina spokespersons for different agencies in order to get us acclimated to oppression from this emerging group that's being set up by the globalists. By the way, one of the blind spots that people of any ethnicity, really, is that they think that the United States of America, its a system of governance, its society, is going to be far more humane under Latino oppression as opposed to Anglo oppression. And as we know from the study of history, it doesn't really work out that way. I mean, look at Mao Zedong oppressing his fellow Han people of the same racial stock. I mean, that is the height of idiocy. And I think if there's one single area that has contributed to the silence of my colleagues in academia, it's the fact that their firm belief that a minority person is inherently going to be more fair to them and give them a fair deal. Now, that whole fallacy has been invalidated by Barry Sotoro, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama. So this time around, they're going to give us a woman with a twist, or someone from the GLBT community to see if they can gain that same strategy. This time around, though, we're a lot more smart, and we won't be fooled again, to paraphrase the great English poet Pete Townsend.
Well said, and it really is scary that it's open. But if you go back to the Roman slavery, again, they would have, it was white women then, mainly German slaves, French slaves, called Gauls at the time, that they would bring the women in to be the oppressors of the slave men and would say, you take care of them, keep them in line, we won't kill them. And then it was the same thing with black communities here. And now they're going to set women up in a fake feminism over men. Again, it's just history repeats itself. It's imperial control, and it's directly targeting men because men will end up wanting to be free statistically more, so the men have to be gelded. That's why most horses you get and ride are female. It's just stallions give you a problem. It's a targeting of men, really, is what it is. Nothing against women. It just is a targeting of men by a hyper-male globalist elite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is some good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic
organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.